A reading from Mark 6, 6b to 13. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
I want to respond to this from a personal experience point of view, at least briefly. When Jesus says what you should take on the journey, and I have, over the years in preparing to do a backpacking trip, the inclination is to fill up your bag with for every eventuality, for every danger. And the truth of the matter is Jesus is right and the inclination is totally wrong. You need a lot less than you would have the desire to take with you. And that's why I over time I learned to pack light, to walk light. Now that's not the meaning of this passage, but just from a life perspective, it's not the things we're taking with us. There's something else he is talking about that's crucial to this going out into the world. And he said, not only do you pack light, but you seek hospitality. You know, when you go into a house, you're looking for responsiveness.
Yeah. There's a whole underlying theme through all of these things that he mentions is, what are you going to trust? Or who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust your resources that you're able to amass for yourself? Or are you going to go and trust that God will provide for you? He will provide people that will care for you in a hospitality culture. He will give you your daily needs, bread and your clothing and all those things. And so he's calling his disciples to put down their retirement plans, put down all of their confidence in things outside of God, and allow God to be the one. And the reward for it is amazing. They get to announce the kingdom, they heal the sick, and they cast out demons. And there's something related to that of this abandoned trust to God and the same release of his kingdom through our lives.
There's another passage elsewhere where a man says to Jesus, help me overcome my unbelief. And I think you focus right in on the problem so many of us face, which is what do we trust in? And the first default position is always my self-reliance or my ability to build wealth to protect me from all the things that life will throw my way. The insurance policies, all of the things that seem so security-driven, but in fact there is almost no security in it.
No, it's all just a false security. And the best place to be is completely alert to being in the hands of God.